Hey there, Ryan Reynolds here. It's a new year, and you know what that means. No, not the diet, resolutions. A way for us all to try and do a little bit better than we did last year. And my resolution, unlike Big Wireless, is to not be a raging a**hole and raise the price of wireless on you every chance I get. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited. See mintmobile.com for details.
Together, these world-leading technology giants are announcing the formation of Stargate. So put that name down in your books, because I think you're going to hear a lot about it in the future. A new American company that will invest $500 billion at least in AI infrastructure in the United States, and very, very quickly, moving very rapidly, creating over 100,000 American jobs almost immediately.
That is the president of the United States. That was one of his like really cool and calm press conferences that he had. He had a really crazy first full day. I mean, hell, he had a very busy first inaugural evening, and he went in and he was working, you know, immediately going right to work, signing a combined 200 executive orders. We got a lot to get into. Welcome. Dana Loesch here with you. We are broadcasting live from SHOT Show. I'm in what I call the Snow White box. We're at Kel-Tec's booth, and I need to put some stuff up on social. I just remember that. We're at Kel-Tec's booth at SHOT Show. Now, if you're unfamiliar with what SHOT is, it's the National Shooting Sports Foundation, which is, you know, the kind of the lobbying arm for manufacturers. It's the organization's annual event. So you got all the people that come in, and they've got the stuff that they're coming out with in the new year. You spot new trends. There's new technologies. There's, you know, all kinds of stuff. And this is what unveils all of it. And so we are here live. I always broadcast from here, but this is the first time we're doing the simulcast. And so it's going to be interesting. We got a lot of big guests for you today. Scheduled for later in the program, we got Donald Trump Jr. who's going to be joining us. And he's here. He flew in, flying in from D.C. So he's expected to join us a little later. Additionally, we're going to talk, there's a bunch of other people. There's some really interesting 2A cases that are working their way through the courts. We're going to talk to some of the folks behind that. We've got all of the latest with the not just the executive orders and their implementation, what it means going into this new year, this new term. So we have a lot to hit. So again, welcome. You can listen coast to coast. You can catch the simulcast on channel 347 DirecTV. You can follow us on X. The chat is at Rumble. Crazy busy day, and we got all of it. All right. So first and foremost, if you guys saw this last night, this is part of one of those delivered promises. So two things, and if you are a subscriber over at Substack, Chapter and Verse, you saw this go out last night. Very, very good development. So there's three things you got to keep your eye on. First and foremost, he announced yesterday that he is closing the office of, they call it the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. It's the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, and they are shuttering that department. Remember, that was the department that was created, and Kamala Harris was put in charge of it. You know, she's the border, was the border czar. Kamala Harris was put in charge of it. The Office for Gun Violence Prevention was implementing the bipartisan Safer Communities Act, and that was the big gun control package that went through. A lot of Republicans got some criticism over that. In fact, we talked to one of them. This was back in 2022 when that act was passed. The Office of Gun Violence Prevention kicked off in, that was founded in September of 23, and that was partly to help implement that stupid gun control package that included things like incentivizing the implementation of red flag and state by state. It also was committed to lowering the age for, to increasing the age for purchase. They wanted to implement waiting periods. There's a lot of stuff in here. Closed last night. Totally closed. So It's pretty wild. And he scrubbed it from the White House website. Scrubbed it from the website. Not even there anymore. And that's the screenshot. If you are You know, you got that newsletter. You saw that blue thing that I had. That's the screenshot that used to be the website for the gun violence prevention. Now it's not anymore. So that's a very interesting thing. Big development. Now, in conjunction with that, there's two other things to keep an eye on. And one of these, I mentioned this in the post, because this White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, etc., the shuttering of this, coupled with Representative Michael Cloud out of Texas and Senator Jim Risch, he is a senator out of Idaho. They had co-sponsored, they introduced this bill called the No Registry Act. The No Registry Act was introduced because the ATF, it was discovered in a letter that whistleblower letter that was sent to committees of Congress, that the ATF, when you're going through and you're making your purchase, they have like over 900 and some odd, I mean, like millions and millions of purchase records that they're not supposed to keep, because there's a federal law stipulating that you cannot keep, you know, any kind of information. You cannot keep a gun registry. You can't keep anything like that. You can't implement that federally. And so the ATF, however, in a way to get around that, they have been tracking purchase histories. So you have millions of purchase histories, which is a de facto registry. And you would have, you know, you had the Biden administration that had complete access to that. So Congressman Cloud, Senator Risch, they've introduced this No Registry Act. That, now there's more, that spun together with the National Reciprocity Bill, which was introduced by, I know, shockingly, Congressman John Cornyn, who was on the program the other day to talk about it. And that's just a straight reciprocity bill, which honestly, I think that's going to pass. I actually think that national reciprocity is going to pass. And here's why. If it doesn't, you're going to have a big argument about the favored rights. You have some natural rights that are favored and promoted, and some natural rights that are treated like, you know, they act like it's a, they try to syntax it to death. And with this, and it's, you know, quite interesting, you have your driver's license that you can, you know, if I have my driver's license in Texas, I can come to Nevada, use my driver's license in Nevada. If you have, you know, your concealed carry license, that should also be applicable and serve you in every other state in the union. And it's not right now, as you know. So that, I think they're going to fight it. And I definitely believe Illinois will fight it, because, as you know, right now, under the previous administration, you had the ATF colluding with that Office of Gun Violence Prevention, remember? And they were targeting, they were really targeting a Glock out of Chicago. So that's a case that's, you know, they've been litigating. Illinois will try to fight it, but ultimately I don't think that they're going to be successful. I really don't. So I think this actually will pass. And, you know, I'd asked Cornyn the other day whether or not it would be better to have just do constitutional carry nationally. But they said that this is going to be a little bit easier to actually do. So this, you're going to have this interesting, you're going to have this super interesting national reciprocity law that I think that's going to pass. So these three things, it's a great way to start off SHOT Show, because you have these three things. And that's, I think, is incredibly significant. All right, so that's some of the first stuff that happened yesterday. Some of the first things that happened yesterday. Now, in addition to all of that, I know it's like we've got a very busy news day, because we got all this stuff happening. And if you're watching, by the way, you're like, where's her studio? It's because I'm broadcasting live from Vegas. We're here at SHOT Show. And that's the private industry event, but we're taking you behind the scenes with it. So it's a lot of fun. In the meantime, like we were saying, I wanted to get back to some of this other meat and potato stuff. All of these executive orders, we talked about energy yesterday. There are some people that are trying to blow up the J6 pardons, and they're trying to act like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. There was one police union it was the union boss, by the way, that spoke out against it. And they were saying that, oh my, you can't have J6 pardons. As we talked about yesterday, when you have a guy who murdered somebody else. There was a BLM rally, Burn Loot Murder Rally. There was a guy who set a building on fire, burned a dude inside, knew the guy was inside the building, set it on fire. He later was arrested. He was obviously caused the man's death, and he committed arson. And yet that guy got way less of a penalty than somebody who had walked into the Capitol, filed through the little velvet ropes in Statuary Hall and like took a couple selfies. I'm not even kidding you. That's the two-tier system of justice. That's why every single one of those convictions needed to be thrown out. And if Democrats didn't want that to happen, they shouldn't have acted like jackasses and gotten over their skis and decided to prosecute everyone and try to elevate like something like unlawful parading to a felony level. It's crazy. Now, this plus deportations. So we started hearing yesterday that the Coast Guard has announced that they're going to immediately surge boats, cutters, aircraft, specialized forces to the southeast border around Florida. They're trying to prevent what they said was mass illegal immigration from Haiti and Cuba. This coming from Bill Malugin yesterday evening. He said now, additionally, the maritime border around Alaska and Hawaii and the Guam and the Marianas and all that, Puerto Rico, they're affirming the maritime border. They're watching all of these maritime borders, and they said in a statement that they're working with DHS and DOD, and they're going to deter and interdict illegal immigration, drug smuggling, etc. This is fast. This is fast. If you saw on the newsletter, too, he's already mobilizing the military to go to the southern border. That was a headline that we had as well, the president. So this is, they've been super busy. He was working late into the night last night. They had he called the lid at like 7 or 8 o'clock Eastern. And they had a photo of him working in the Oval Office late last night. And it was indicated by the Marine that was at the door. So they have that guy that's stationed at the door whenever the president's in there working. So this is huge. So all of this is happening. And we're going to get some of the reaction to that from the left coming up. Mexico's president called for a cool head as Trump sent the peso tumbling. And that was over tariffs. She's also mad at him over some of the deportation stuff. But that's too bad. Trump also responded yesterday. Actually, this was late yesterday evening to that inaugural prayer service that was at that church. St. John, the one that, the rioters tried to burn down a few years ago. He blasted that, I don't know what you want to call her, some kind of clown priestess in a statement saying that it was inappropriate and that woke doesn't work anymore. We're going to get into all of that and more. So we have a lot to get into later on in the program. Donald Trump Jr., as I said, is expected to join. We've got a lot of guests lined up for you while we're here. And we're in this really cool like fishbowl here at Caltech's booth, broadcasting from SHOT Show. So we're going to get into all of that and more. We got headlines on the way. It is a big week, and we're not just talking about Inauguration Day. Caltech has officially unveiled their brand new pistol, the PR-57, and it's causing a huge buzz. Over 1 million views on the release video already, and you need to see why. Visit KeltechWeapons.com/Dana today, right now. Check it out. It's the Caltech PR-57. It's a revolutionary compact concealed carry pistol chambered in 5.7. It's ultra-lightweight, 20-round capacity, and here's what's the kicker. It's a unique top-loading design. It's slim, simple, and practical. You're not going to have a magazine. In fact, the PR-57 loads directly into the grip. It's a rotary barrel design, and it reduces weight by 40% compared to the other 5.7 millimeters on the market. And it's not just innovative. It's built for real-world performance with ease of use in mind. So for a limited time, you can win your own Caltech. Just head over to KeltechWeapons.com/Dana. Enter their SHOT Show Week giveaway right before midnight Thursday. That's a deadline. The winner, I'll announce it live on air, the winner, Friday, January 24th. So don't miss your chance to own the future of concealed carry. Visit KeltechWeapons.com/Dana. Keltech, innovation performance made in the USA.
Now the Hollywood liberals are obsessed about looting. Some of the Hollywood elites have threatened to shoot people who loot their property. Where were they during the George Floyd riots? Celine Dion didn't mind looting during Hurricane Katrina because it wasn't her stuff.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of The Todd Herman Show. They call me the Emerald City Exile.
There are Republicans with the assigned roles of being the so-called controlled opposition. They're there to slow President Trump down on anything to do with harming pharma, which would come through RFK Jr., because let's just admit it's not going to come through President Trump.
Check out The Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So I got photos from family members who live on the beach near near Pensacola, Florida, and they had snow on the beach. First ever blizzard warning issued along the Gulf Coast as deadly winter storm slams Texas, slams Florida. It's in Georgia. It's everywhere. And Louisiana, even in New Orleans, there's snow on the ground in New Orleans, blanketing New Orleans. People were out. I mean, there's some great photos. Baton Rouge, Lafayette, everywhere. So they got a couple inches of snow, actually, is how it was reported. So that's incredibly unusual, obviously. Winter storm, at least it's leaving Texas. In Japan, they had an aquarium. This was an aquarium in Tokyo, and they had a sunfish. And they closed the aquarium per ABC just recently so that they could do some renovations. The sunfish got sad, and so this Tokyo aquarium pasted cutouts of photos with human faces onto the tank so that the sunfish wasn't sad anymore. That was very nice of them to do. Trump granted a full pardon to Ross Ulbricht, creator of the website Dark Web Silk Road, and he did this just literally yesterday. 40-year-old Ulbricht was arrested back in 2013 because the website that he founded, he was being accused of facilitating the sale of illicit drugs using crypto. So in 2015, he was sentenced to two life terms plus 40 years for trafficking. He was pardoned yesterday by POTUS. That was, a lot of people are saying that Musk had something to do with that as well. But Alaska is to resume barbaric. They called it barbaric. This is how this is the Guardian. Guardian's a British. I wouldn't wipe my backside with the Guardian. Guardian's trash. This is the headline that they got. Alaska's to resume the barbaric shooting of bears and wolves from helicopters. What they don't say is that it's a program that's designed to keep these apex predators balanced with the rest of the ecosystem. Every bear gets tagged. It's not like you could just take your gun and roll up to, you know, Alaska and start rooting, tooting, shooting, you know. It's not like Yosemite's. You can't do that. But they do need help in making sure that that ecosystem stays balanced. What about all the sweet little bears in that cane the bear and wolves would eat? And the wolf population, you do have to control that as well. I mean, these people have no idea. The people who bitch and moan about it have no idea about conservation. They have no idea about land management. They just need to be quiet. I'm just done dealing with it. Done dealing with it. Also, here's what I was telling you about a little bit earlier. At the border, POTUS is sending out the military, but was entertaining the idea. He's also been talking to governors about using their National Guards and having some help at the border with that. Interesting. Also, let's see. Oh, here's how the press, by the way, we'll dive into this more a little bit. Here's how the press is reporting on Trump with that bishop, the priestess. They're saying that he's demanding an apology from the bishop who hurt his feelings. And they said that his attack, all he said kindly was that he disagrees with her and that she was woke. And they called it a savage attack. These people have no gradient for what's acceptable and what isn't. We have a lot more on the way. We've got the latest, the immigration orders. All these executive orders are kicking in and cabinet confirmations. Pete Hegseth, stick with us. On January 24th, as the nation comes together for the March for Life, Preborn proudly stands in solidarity with the movement, reaffirming their dedication with the sanctity of Life Month and the protection of every unborn child. And more great news, the abortion pill reversal treatment is giving women a second chance to choose life, bringing babies back to life and empowering women. Join Preborn Ministries in supporting women in their darkest hours. With God's love and free services, Preborn's network of clinics are ready to help women choose life and help start the new year right by supporting life just for $28. Just $28. You can provide one ultrasound. With a gift of $140, you can help rescue 5 babies, and your donation can make a real difference. And if you're able, consider a leadership gift to save babies. A $5,000 donation sponsors Preborn's network for 24 hours, rescuing 200 babies. Donate securely at preborn.com/dano. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/dana. Donate today for the sanctity of life at preborn.com/dana.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
And we had 1,500. We have 16 under review. As you know, we commuted about 16 of them because it looks like they could have done things that were not acceptable for a full pardon. But these people have served years of jail, and their lives have been ruined. And in many cases, listen to me for a second. Stop interrupting. They've served years in jail.
Knock it off.
And if you look at the American public is tired of it. Take a look at the election. We're going to take care of Los.
I love that. I love that. So that was POTUS yesterday. He was already like not having it with these reporters because they were trying to railroad him while they were asking him a question about pardons and the J6 stuff. And look, I'm going to tell you, the media lost any high ground in talking about this the moment they looked the other way after you had the whole family that got pardoned with the Bidens. Not only that, but all the BLM stuff. You had people, like I said, that got sentences that were exponentially more lenient than what you had with people who got charged with things like unlawful parading, whatever the hell that is. I don't even know what that is. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you, and we are broadcasting live from SHOT Show, and it's in Las Vegas. We do this every year. It's a private industry event. It's a great event, and we're broadcasting from Kel-Tec's booth here. We're giving away a gun, actually, on Friday. We're actually legit. I'm giving away a gun, and it's a gun that you can actually say clip on. I'll explain more. So remember the letter yesterday? So when POTUS was in the White House and, you know, as per usual, they have the outgoing president leaves the new president a letter, right? This is a tradition that is actually, it's gone on for forever. It's irrelevant to the point. But Biden left Trump one. And it was funny because during the remarks that they had yesterday, Peter Ducey actually had to say, the first night he was in there, he actually had to say, did former President Biden leave you a letter? And Trump opened the drawer and it was right there. And he had said, well, do you want me to read it now? Or maybe I'll read it and then share it publicly later. And they all thought that that was okay. So the interesting thing is that he now made it public. So I wanted to pull up, as we got the letter, they have the letter that he, and it's a real short letter that he wrote him, and I'm pulling it up right now for you because they just now, Peter Ducey reports, quote, this is the letter Biden left to Trump. Dear President Trump, as I take leave of this sacred office, I wish you and your family all of the best in the next 4 years. He adds in this letter, the American people and people around the world look to this house for steadiness in the inevitable storms of history. And my prayer is that in the coming years, it will be a time of prosperity, peace, and grace for our nation. May God bless you and guide you as he has blessed and guided our beloved country since our founding, Joe Biden 1, 2025. So no way Joe wrote that. Joe did not write that at all. And I know, Kane, I know you're over there turning stuff. Did you see the letter that Biden wrote to Trump? I don't think he actually wrote that letter. I don't think he wrote it.
I did see the moment where Peter Ducey actually reminded the president that the letter was in the desk.
That was
so good.
Yeah, yeah.
But I never did see what was in the letter. If Biden did really write it, I'd probably be illegible.
Yeah, I don't believe at all whatsoever that he wrote it.
Right.
Not at all. Not at all. So that's, but somebody on the staff shared some nice sentiments, right? That was nice for them to do. So this second day now of his second term and all of these executive orders, we were talking about the shuttering of the Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Well, nobody knows what that did. I read the statement that the Everytown, which is the Michael Bloomberg, I have it here, the Michael Bloomberg entity that they had released, and they were saying that, oh, it's so sad, he closed the Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Not a single one of these people could tell me what that office did. Not a single one of these people could tell me whether or not it lowered crime. Not a single one of these people could tell me whether or not it reduced straw purchases. Not a single one of these people they can't even define half of the stuff that we're discussing. So the idea that this office is a great loss, it didn't do anything. It's a slush pit for taxpayer dollars to go into while they pretended to do something about, it's a crime issue that pertains to gangs and drugs. You had the CDC that came out, and actually I think it was the Brady Group that was trying to cite that stupid CDC nonsense by saying, oh, well, you know, this is so sad that Trump shut this, the Office of Gun Violence Prevention, and what this means is that, you know, they're saying the firearms are the biggest killers of children. Oh, and they say that so as a way to try to shame you into thinking that if you don't give up your arms, then you like dead kids, and that's nonsense. But the interesting part is that they wouldn't have that statistic had the CDC not omitted and not allowed the gun control groups, which we have receipts of in 2022 and 2023. They were pressuring the CDC to say you need to remove defensive gun use from your website because it doesn't look so great for our narrative. And so they pressured the CDC also to include up till the age of 20 young adults and call them children, like they're children. Those are kids. Well, that's nonsense, but that's what the CDC ended up doing. They allowed them to do that. They allowed them to put those numbers together. When you take out that demo, the 18 to 20-year-old demo, which, by the way, is the biggest driver of drugs and guns, when you remove that, automobile accidents and drownings actually take the first and second spot, respectively, as it pertains to the loss of life with young adults. And so they have to put that in there to fearmonger. They got to put that stat in there to try to shame you into oh, I don't want to be associated with that. It's just a psyop. That's all it is. But this shuttering this office doesn't do anything. Doesn't do anything. The other thing, the Lake and Riley Act, as you know, passed with 12 Democrats in the Senate. 12 Democrats in the Senate voted for this. That's pretty huge. That is incredibly significant. The final Senate tally was 64 to 35. The House is going to take up the measure later this week. It'll likely be later today or tomorrow. It's expected to pass the go fly through all of that. It's stunning because I think some of these Democrats, this is why it's so important to hit the ground running, all pedal, no brake, because or all gas, no brake, because they've got to get all of this stuff in before these same lawmakers go, oh, you know what? It's midterm cycle. So I'm going to kind of just slow my roll on passing some of this limited government policy. I'm going to slow my roll on things like this because they want to make sure that they're appealing to the Marxists, honestly, that are in their state. But that's significant. Or if you want to be an optimist, maybe they're starting to kind of see the light on some of this stuff. And as a result, at least on these most obviously common sense practical issues, they'll start coming a little bit more in the middle. We'll see. I don't know. The Reverend, as I told you, this Reverend, oh, I'm going to say some things that are not popular. This demonic clown priestess who did that. What's her name? Booty? How do you pronounce her name? Bud? B-U-D-D-E? It sounds like she's named after a Space Dandy episode.
Is it Buddy or Booty? It sounds like it would probably be Booty.
Probably. Can I call her whatever I want?
Sure.
All right, good. So Lady Elaine Fairchild, she's was on with CNN. And do we have this soundbite? This is an old, she went to CNN immediately. Can I just play? I'm going to drop this. This is a flashback that's in, this is from 2020, because this Whatever she is, I don't believe in female reverence. I think that's, you know why? I don't believe in the term assault weapon, because it's a fake thing. Just like I don't believe in female reverence. That's fake. It's all fake nonsense. Nobody believes in that. So this audio we're going to play is back from 2020 when she went on CNN. She went on CNN actually last night too, but she was on CNN in 2020. She has nursed a raging hatred for Trump for years. I want you to listen to what she says right here to Anderson Cooper. Just give me a thumbs up when you got that, Kane.
Yeah, it's 2 minutes.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. When she in this clip, she gets angry and she says, the president just used a Bible and one of the churches of my diocese. This is after he was inaugurated this is 2020. And he was walking to the church. Remember, they set the church on fire. She said, the president just used a Bible and one of the churches of my diocese without permission as a backdrop for a message antithetical to the teachings of Jesus and everything our churches stand for. That's what she said. So she was angry. And this was again, back in 2020. This was after they had the riots there and they burned down a church. And then police had to come out and use tear gas, rubber bullets, all this stuff. You guys remember all of that, right? That's when, I mean, they legit set fire to a church. And then you had this fake female bishop gets out there and all her, like, you know, her finery. And she says this, listen.
Permission. As a backdrop for a message antithetical to the teachings of and one of the churches of my diocese, without permission, as a backdrop for a message antithetical to the teachings of Jesus and everything that our churches stand for.
Okay.
And to do so, as you just said, he sanctioned the use of tear gas.
So she's criticizing POTUS, who is upset obviously because they tried to burn down a church. And so she says that everything that he's doing is like antithetical. Again, first off, her existing as a female reverend is antithetical. She's exactly the type of woman that Paul was telling to talk less in church. And you can obviously see the reason why. That's antithetical to the teachings of Jesus. If you have a problem with it, take it up with the Bible. The thing she's advocating for, right, that essentially if you are not a Marxist, then you're like a racist bigot, whatever, that's antithetical to the teaching of Jesus. You're bearing false witness. You know, you're casting aspersions on the character of your neighbor. You're impugning the character of your neighbor. You're advocating for, murder if you want to have that discussion about abortion. All the things that she stands for, all of her advocacy is antithetical to the teachings of Jesus. She acts like she's the bouncer to the Jesus Club. This lady acts like you're trying to get into Club Jesus. She's the bouncer. And if you're not Marxist enough, if you don't use, you know, whatever made up pronouns, then you're not going to be allowed in. So she's hitting back at him with all of this. And I think that this is going to go on between them for a little while. But here's why I find this so fascinating, because it is, I feel like this is the last gasp of them trying to hit him with wokery. Is this reverend? It was rude what she did. It was rude what she did. You know, she's standing there, you know, in front of the nation. And who set that up? Who actually made that happen? What staffer allowed for that lady to be? I know that they wanted to do it at St. John's, but you're the president of the United States. If you want to bring in like an actual reverend and not some chick who's cosplaying as one, then by all means. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm telling you, I find it all. The whole thing, I think they're going to try to drag it out because they need some kind of agitation. They need something, they need to stick to that issue somehow, because what else do they have, honestly? What are they going to talk about? They got midterms coming up. What are they going to talk about? How their lawmakers responded so successfully in California? Are they going to talk about how their lawmakers responded so successfully in North Carolina? They have nothing to talk about. Absolutely nothing. They have no policy to sell, no issue to promote. It's just doom and gloom and complete misery. Now, moving on from that. So that's going to happen for a little bit longer. Did you guys see Al Sharpton? Do I have time to talk about this, or do I need to skedaddle? So Al Sharpton, real quick, as Kane says that, I just keep going. So Al Sharpton, he says that companies that are jettisoning DEI programs, that they're trying to send black people to the back of the bus, and he's threatening a boycott. You remember that scene? This was in the Two Towers, and it was the King of Rohan. Remember this? So the King of Rohan, he was sitting there, and he had worm tongue. So that was King Theoden. So Theoden, who was very good friends with, obviously, Gandalf, Rohan, they are, you know, kind of like the accompanying kingdom to Gondor. You had Wormtongue, who was, you know, he's a stooge of Saruman. He's a stooge, and he's been brainwashing and poisoning and basically keeping Theoden in this horrible state. And Gandalf comes, and he's telling you need to leave King Theoden. You need to leave Rohan. And that's when Saruman, who's puppeting Theoden, laughs and says, "You have no power here." That's a long buildup, but it's worth it, because that's exactly what I felt like when I saw Al Sharpton saying that he's going to start boycotting companies that axe these DEI programs. I immediately thought of crusty old King Theoden sitting there on the throne of Rohan laughing and saying, "You have no power here." So we've got a lot more on the way. We've got Days of These United States coming up. Chipotle. And later on, we are expecting Donald Trump Jr. He's going to be joining the program as we move our partners that help make it possible. I'm not going to tell people not to carry. In fact, I encourage you to carry. I encourage you to go get your concealed carry, go and, you know, have fun at the range on the weekends. I have zero problem using lethal force to protect myself or my family. But there are times, and I have friends that have lived this life, you know, they do everything right. They go and they get their, you know, LTC that they have to get when they're in New York or in D.C., but because of the nature of their job, they have to go to a lot of places where it's either a private property gun-free zone or a municipal restriction. And as a result, they don't want to be left completely defenseless, especially because these areas also coincidentally happen to be high crime. But my friends that I know did this. They got the Byrna SD, independent of each other. That's Byrna's best-selling self-defense option. It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And they have different models, but the Brenna SD is the most popular. And it's a good addition, you know, just to your diversified self-defense weapons array, as I said. And there's no, they don't care about gun-free zone signs. I mean, Brenna gun, just if it had a middle finger, it would give one to the gun-free zone signs. No background checks, no permits. They can ship it right to your door, no waiting period. So you don't ever have to be made defenseless by anybody. And that's where Brenna comes in. This is the perfect time to reevaluate your self-defense options going into the new year. Visit Brenna.com/Dana. That's B-Y-R-N-A. Brenna.com/Dana to get 10% off your purchase.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Sadly, we're behind. Some of you know this and feel it. We're behind.
And it is a great battle.
And it is a great battle because the stakes could not be higher. And we see every day somewhere in the world the impacts of the climate crisis growing. On the other hand, on the other side of that, we have a remarkable opportunity if we will just act like the intelligent human beings who were given brains and have the ability to improvise, to be creative, to be entrepreneurs, and to make things happen.
So I'm trying to figure out why John Kerry's talking.
Me too.
Why he hasn't been relevant or consequential in quite a long time, I think. That was, I don't even know what you'd call him anymore. Did he have a position? But it wasn't a position that he had to be confirmed. So it was some kind of like throwaway.
Like climate envoy or something?
Yeah, he gets to go talk to the clouds about the weather. I don't know. It was something to that effect. Just completely irrelevant. A completely irrelevant position. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. We are at the towards the end of this first hour. Now, coming up next hour, Donald Trump Jr. is scheduled to join us. He's coming in from D.C. He's always at SHOT Show every year. He's actually a legitimate hunter. He's not, a politician who goes out there and here's a picture of me holding someone else's shotgun, sitting on the back of somebody else's pickup truck. And look, I got hay all in my teeth. He doesn't cosplay. He doesn't cosplay. So he's here. He'll be on the program a little bit later. Also, that back and forth between that priestess and Trump, we got all the latest because the executive orders now are coming in. Some are being implemented now. Some of the implementation is going to take a little bit of time. Some are going to require an act of Congress. It's going to have to go through that legislative framework, as it should. Also, the left still going after Elon Musk, saying that he's a Nazi. That's, the village people basically did two of those salutes on the stage and they had their hands up like that. Wow. Whoa. Wow. There's all kinds of images of every Democrat doing it. It's just the dumbest argument. Like, just stop already. So we got all that. We got a more in store broadcasting live from the Kel-Tec booth at SHOT Show. Stick with us. With everything going on in the world right now, the economy, conflicts, the open border, spiraling national debt, the devastating inflation, it's critical that you have a plan for diversifying and protecting your savings. And that's why so many, including myself, have turned to precious metals like gold and silver to help protect our savings. And I've partnered with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, to make that happen. It's a great company with a great reputation, and they could not have made the process any easier. And right now, Goldco is offering a free gold and silver kit that will show you how precious metals can help protect and diversify your savings. And for my audience, they're offering up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver on qualified orders. All you have to do is visit DanaLikesGold.com to get started today. Goldco has helped thousands of Americans place over $3 billion in gold and silver, and they can help you as well. Join thousands who trust Goldco. Visit DanaLikesGold.com.
And we'll take a few questions if you want.
The executive orders, you would agree that it's never acceptable to assault a police officer.
Sure.
Right? So then if I can, among those you pardoned, DJ Rodriguez, he drove a stun gun into the neck of a DC police officer who was abducted by the mob that day. He later confessed on video to the FBI and pleaded guilty for his crimes. Why does he deserve a pardon?
Well, I don't know. Is it a pardon? Because we're looking at commutes and we're looking at pardons. Okay, well, we'll take a look at everything, but I can say this. Murderers today are not even charged. You have murderers that aren't charged all over. You take a look at what's gone on in Philadelphia. You take a look at what's gone off in L.A., where people murder people and they don't get you.
So that's it was a reporter that was asking a question about the pardons of some of those J6 folks. And the question is so dumb because the context omits the two-tier, the acknowledgement of the two-tier system of justice as it pertains to the way that they went and litigated the BLM. So, I mean, we've talked about this before. I'm so tired of making this argument to these same damn brain-dead people. Right? Like, either you recognize there's a two-tier system of justice or not. If you don't think there's a two-tier system of justice, I double-dog dare you to put me in elected office somewhere. If you don't think that there is, I double-dog dare you, because I will make your life a living hell. I will, if I was a member of the government, I would go after my enemies. They would cry and gnash their teeth before me. Their women would lament. It would be horrible to just kind of riff off a Conan the Barbarian there a little bit. So welcome. Dana Loesch with you. We are at the top of the second hour, and it's we're at SHOT Show, broadcasting from SHOT Show. This is our first full day at SHOT Show. We're in Vegas. That's the National Shooting Sports Foundation, their organization, and it's like a lobbying organization for all the firearms manufacturers in the world. So it's an industry-only event, meaning it's not like some of these other conventions that are out there that are open to the public. It takes a little bit to get in, but it's all of the latest stuff, the new things coming out this year, the latest tech, everything. So it's a lot of fun, it's weird because it's like a weird mixture of the gun community and then politicians and then Hollywood, even, because you have like, for instance, prop masters that come out, and maybe they're looking for a weapon to go in a film, and you have weapons trainers like our friend Taryn Butler, who's going to be on later this week, who did all the John Wick movies and Lioness and Mayor of Kingstown and, all of that. Those people come. I mean, it's a weird, interesting mix. So we're here coming up at the bottom of this hour. We are expecting Donald Trump Jr. He's going to be joining us. A lot of stuff to discuss. He's going to be joining us because people were asking him if he's open to run for office. I'm not saying that I'm going to ask him that, but I'm totally going to ask him that, just so you guys know. But in the meantime, we've got all of this latest with the executive orders and, all of this stuff that's getting implemented. Then you have the president says he's going to visit, audio soundbite 4, he is going to be visiting North Carolina. Then after North Carolina, seeing the remaining devastation wrought by the hurricane, he's going to be going to L.A. Listen.
We're going to take care of Los Angeles. I'm going there. I'm going to North Carolina, which has been abandoned by the Democrats. And I'm going to North Carolina, very importantly, first. I'll be there on Friday. And then I'm going from there to Los Angeles. And then I'm going to Nevada.
Going to Nevada. Huh. Well, wait a minute, Kane. He's going to North Carolina, then he's going to Los Angeles, then he's going to Nevada. Why could he be going to Nevada, I wonder? What's happening here in Nevada that everybody's at, that his son's going to be here later today? I'm just wondering, we're just asking for a few friends. So he's going to go. He's already going to be making it quicker there probably than Biden. I don't think Biden's, was he in North Carolina or did he send Harris? What was the hurricane that he sent Poop Booty Juice? And Poop Booty just stood around in his Bob the Builder hat. Remember?
Wasn't that Helene? That wasn't Helene?
I don't know. I just Maybe remember him in a hat that was like shockingly too big for his giant, large head.
We had a couple of quick hurricanes there this past year.
Yeah. So really, I don't know. Let's see. I just realized, Kane, how are we going to make fun of him? Because he's no longer transport sec.
That's true. I think there's still plenty of material to work with, honestly.
He's going to go back, and maybe he can get his position as the rear vice admiral of the canoe fleet at Camp Wimpy-Tonka.
Of all the admirals,
Vice rear admiral. Super important position.
And it seems
position.
Appropriate. Seems right for
Rearly.
Him.
Rearly. Yeah. Huh?
Seems right for him.
Yeah. And the canoe fleet, they've got a lot of waterways and... India, although he's not in Indiana now, he's in Michigan, because I think he thinks he's going to try to take on Amy Klobuchar, And what he doesn't know is that she's going to stab him like a mad prisoner using a fork as a shank. She ain't even playing. All right, so I will say that's my only sad thing. Because I don't have anybody right now to make fun of in government. I mean, I guess, you know, I got my regular Democrat lawmakers, but it was really fun looking at the ridiculous picks that Biden had for some of these agencies, which really did need to exist, if I'm being honest. So just saying. All right. So we've been hitting a lot of stuff it's like drinking from a fire hose with everything that has been coming in. This is something, I'm going to pull this up too. Bear with me because we're looking at a lot of stuff. So we have Democrats that are freaking out right now as it pertains to the deportations and Tom Homan saying that that's all going to be implemented immediately, and also over the birthright citizenship, because they're having, now the debates are starting. I've already told you, if you get the prep, you got that already, how they have they're preparing to file suit on the birthright citizenship, which again comes down to that clause, subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That's incredibly important. I ultimately think that the administration will prevail on this. I think they will prevail on that. I don't think that that's going to be an issue that keeps them in the courts for forever. The fact that they're going to have to do it you have to have a legal fight, and you have to spend thousands of dollars and work with all of these attorneys and go and defend something that should be completely obvious. Well, the president also took down the Spanish version of the White House website, Kane. Yeah.
That's a shame.
I guess that means, wait, according to the left, doesn't that mean I have to take a drink of my swill coffee? I hate this coffee. This coffee's trash.
You know what I like most about that? Is when you went to that page and it's like, this page no longer exists, and then it has a button that you click to go home, it actually says the words, go home. And it's almost like he's talking to the illegals.
That was on purpose.
Go home. I've been enjoying these past few days.
I got to tell you something. There's several qualities that I admire in people. One of them is pettiness. And there are some really petty moves that I really am enjoying right now. Not petty. You know what? That's the wrong word. Kane, I take it back. That's the wrong word. Not petty.
No.
Justifiably indignant? I don't know. That was funny. So they took that down. Everyone's mad. And then now you have federal workers suing Trump over the Schedule F order. They're suing over that. So there's going to be lawsuits like nobody's business over all of these executive orders. I want to play some audio for you as well that we're going to get into and pull this up. We're having some internet issues right now, meaning that it doesn't exist. It's just the way it is, you know. We need Starlink over here. Can I play this audio soundbite 9? Because they're still rolling with that Musk is Hitler thing. Listen to this.
This is the United States of America. And I don't care what Elon Musk is doing behind a presidential seal. In this country, we hate Nazis. Kind of like a foundational defining thing. Two of probably the most foundational defining things about American history is that we beat the Confederates and we beat the Nazis.
Well, they beat socialists, and she's a socialist. You know, the left, I actually had an argument one time. I can't remember where this was. I think it was in the green room of Real Time when I was on Real Time. And it was somebody from Daily Kos, who was arguing with me about how you can't say that they're just socialists. I'm like, do you realize that's what Nazi means? It's National Socialist, you barely literate consequence of cousin coupling. Like, how in the world do you not understand basic history? I'm so tired of it. Not everyone is Hitler. But you know what? They're all like, Elon Musk is Hitler because he threw his heart and he had his arm out for a second. Where was AOC when they were like beating Jewish students on college campuses? I thought she hated Hitler. Where was AOC when they were beating down Jewish students on campus, or when they were going after when the guy who was going to synagogue got shot and killed in New York? Where was AOC? That was in her city. Where was AOC then? Decrying something, something Hitler. Where was she at over that? Does anybody know? No, nobody has any clue. Nobody has any idea at all whatsoever. So typical. That's so I really just don't take. Where's she at about the hostages, American hostages, still being held by Hamas? Or Iran through Hamas attacking a longtime ally in the Middle East? Where was she at? Silent over that. But Elon Musk, he makes a move where he takes his still beating heart and pretends to throw it to the audience to demonstrate his love and appreciation of them. And because he outstretches his arm to pretend throw his imaginary still beating heart, she says it's Hitler. But again, still silent when Jewish people were beaten in the streets. Just want to make sure I got that right, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
AOC.
Yeah, she's, you know what? I tend to think that she ran for office because she was a bad bartender. I mean,
can you be bad at bartending?
Oh yeah, you can be bad. She just doesn't. I don't think
literally
she's got it.
Hand people already bottled drinks and barely having to mix anything.
Or what if she tries to make a cocktail? Oh, I'm sorry. They call that mixology. I feel like I'm in that movie. What was it? White Christmas with Danny Kaye, and he's making fun of dancing and saying, "No, it's choreography now." I feel like it's mixology now. Not making a cocktail. It's mixology.
I have known some really good bartenders, by the way. So this is no insult, but this is an insult to AOC. Because clearly she couldn't hang it as a bartender. And she's not.
Would you want to talk to that if you're ordering a drink? I would have been grabbing. I mean, if I had a. I'm just saying, if I had a bartender who was that annoying, I'd be grabbing her hair and, like, she'd be kissing the bar, I think. You know? I mean.
Let's not do that.
Not do what?
Let's not do the violence.
I didn't say that. She would have fallen on the bar and me being magnanimous and genuine,
like,
and very helpful.
That sounds like it's gravity's fault.
I would be helping pick her up off of it.
That would be gravity's fault at that
point. That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on.
I'm with you there.
I mean, come on, Kane. Thank you. It's really disappointing. This Elise Stefanik, Audio Soundbite 11, she goes after Chris Murphy. Did you see Chris Murphy? No, you guys, you know why you guys didn't see Chris Murphy on X? Because you guys have lives. That's why. Because you have lives. Play this audio, because this is Stefanik just ripping his endocrine system out through his nose.
What do you think of Elon Musk, perhaps the president's most visible advisor, doing two Heil Hitler salutes last night at the president's televised
rally?
That's
so stupid.
No, Elon Musk did not do those salutes. I was not at the rally, but I can tell you I've been at many rallies with Elon Musk, who loves to cheer when President Trump says we need to send our U.S. space program to Mars. Elon Musk is a visionary. I'm looking forward to his work in DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, and look forward to looking how we can be more efficient and effective.
No,
but
get
that
him, Stefanik,
is simply
get
not
him.
The case. And to say is the American people are smart. They see through it. They support Elon Musk. We are proud to be the country of such successful entrepreneurs. That is one of our greatest strengths as Americans.
There you go, right there. Excellent. All Family Pharmacy, you just need to bookmark this website. I've never been to a website where they make it easier to get the medicines that you need. And look, for like, I get it. If you want to go to a doctor and you want to have, they have doctors that are on their staff that you can actually talk to. So, for instance, when I, over Thanksgiving, I was getting super sick. I had sinusitis, and it was turning into strep, and I had people coming over. I was hosting for Thanksgiving. I don't have time for this. So I went on All Family Pharmacy's website, allfamilypharma.com, and I used my own code name. I'm not going to even lie about it. I dropped my own name, and I got it discounted for 10% off. It's allfamilypharma.com/Dana. And I was able to get my azithromycin, because if I were to go to my doctor, that's the exact same thing they're going to prescribe me. This ain't my first rodeo. And then I had it overnighted. Got here at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. I ordered this stuff at like 7 o'clock last night. So it was amazing how quickly that they got it there. Anything that you need. This is a must have when you're traveling. They have everything. Ivermectin, which I take ahead of big events for the antiviral properties. But they have all kinds of reliable options for a variety of health needs. Be prepared. Skip the hassle. And here's the kicker. Big thing. Big. Their stuff is made in the USA, not China. So you hear about a lot of antibiotics being made in CCP China. Not these. It's all USA. So you do not have to worry about outsourced products. You're getting good quality, safe material. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana. Get 10% off using promo code Dana10. Don't wait. make sure that you're always prepared. Protect yourself and your family. AllFamilyPharma.com/Dana. Code Dana10 to save 10%.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So gold has jumped to an 11-week peak, and this is all amid uncertainty over what's going to happen with the economy. Silver scales closed a one-month peak, but gold hits the highest since its record in October. I love gold. Gold, gold, gold. I'm like that, what am I thinking of? The dragon from Lord of the Rings, Smaug, with the dwarves' gold. We all need to get out more. A new study says desk jobs are locking workers into decade-long sleep problems. We cannot be sedentary. You got to get up. You got to move around. That seems obvious, but it's like really hard in this kind of society, right, with this culture. 200 roosters, guns, and cash. They had a cockfighting bust in Southern California. I love chicken. I have no problem eating it. I just don't want to see them fight. Even though they probably don't care, maybe they like it. I just don't want to see them fight. It's just sad, but I will totally eat one. Nielsen, the inauguration drew about 25 million viewers on 15 networks, but some of the left are trying to say it's down lower than what it has been previously. That's because Trump was literally on television all day long. He was on TV from morning till night, like way late in the night. Coming up, we are expecting Donald Trump Jr. joining us on the program. Stick with us back after this. Our partners that help bring you the program. First and foremost, Tax Network USA is here to help you because the government wants to steal your money. And they sanctify it by calling it taxation and pretend that they don't give it to entitlements and that it actually goes for something. Ha ha ha. But in the meantime, they've hired all of these IRS agents. And as a result, people need help because they're sending out these pay-up notices. So here's where Tax Network USA comes in. They are experts at dealing with this. They have secured their clients over $1 billion so far. So they have proven success. They are the top tax relief expert in the nation. They've secured over a billion, like I said, in tax relief. And it's risk-free. I mean, they can get you set up no matter what your situation is, no matter if you owe $10,000 or $10 million, whether it's personal or business, whatever it is, their experts provide strategic advice on reducing and eliminating your tax debt. So schedule your complimentary consultation today. Call 1-800-958-1000 or visit tnusa.com/Dana. That's tnusa.com/Dana. Make sure you visit Tax Network USA. Get their support today.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stranglehold Whitney.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you, broadcasting live from SHOT Show, National Shooting Sports Foundation's annual event, industry event, special event in Vegas. You can listen across the country. We're in hundreds of markets. Also, check out the live stream, Channel 347, DirecTV, Rumble, X. You guys know where to go. You guys want to know about my guest who's sitting right here because you can see on the wide shot, Donald Trump Jr. has joined us.
Yeah.
And this is my first time in person to be able to say congratulations on the biggest historical comeback. I actually think that he did more than like Churchill's comeback.
Yeah, well, I will say sort of the most resilient man in the history of politics. Because when you think about the amount of times he was counted out, not just in 15 when he had zero chance or whatever, it was, but like just throughout the attacks, the persecutions, the lawfare, the bullshit, it just never stopped. And so he just keeps coming back. And honestly, Dan, I think the last 4 years were actually required to do it right.
Yeah.
Right? Had you just rolled over the 2020 crew, like you had the same can kickers, we're just going to wait it out. But, now we know the people who are good, we know the people who are loyal, and those concentric circles do not overlap very much. And
right.
So, you just see the team that's getting put into place. Like, we can effectuate real change. And I think you've seen in the first 2 days just the stuff that they're rolling out.
I'm not even doing what he's doing.
So
and I'm like exhausted, reading. I was going through all the executive orders.
Yeah.
And he sat there and what cracked me up, what your dad did is like it started, as you know, you were there. He starts at the event, like when after he made his speech.
Yeah.
Then they just bring out the desk. He's signing these executive orders. And I was like that. He's actually doing this right now. That is amazing. And then he's talking after every single one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this one's And normally, I would not want to sit through that much policy, but I loved the quips that he was given about each of them.
I mean, we're there, and it's a stadium. There's like 20,000 people just full to the rafters, and they're cheering each executive order, just getting rid of the tyranny that's been around us. So it's been amazing. It's been amazing. I think it wasn't just the 4 years that helped educate us how to do things better this time around. In 16, we had no way of knowing, right? You think people are going to be loyal on your side. You think because they have an R next to their name, they're going to be good. That is a gross misconception.
Oh, yeah.
But more importantly, I think the American people had to suffer through the last 4 years, and maybe even the world, just to understand how important it is to actually have strength and leadership from the Oval Office.
Does he have a Diet Coke button? Is that real?
Yeah, I think the Diet Coke button's real. It's right next to
the nuclear button. You don't even know? You're the firstborn
well,
son.
I keep seeing it. I'm like, I don't know if that's really a Diet Coke button or the call. But we're going to go with it.
That was literally the first thing I was going to ask you. I know there's like other important stuff, but I'm like, I've seen
you just don't want to mix it up with the other big red button on the desk, because that's, you make a mistake there, that could be problematic.
That could be bad. Like, you ended up bombing North Korea and you just wanted a Diet Coke, right? Yeah, I get it. We're talking with Donald Trump Jr. I'm so glad, I've never been actually legitimately scared like that about my country. And I have to say, you were very kind, because we were coming in through Nassau. We were out in the islands in Exumas out there fishing, doing all that stuff. I land and my phone is exploding, and you're texting, everybody's texting me, and I look and there was no news yet.
Yeah.
And, I never, like, bombard you with messages or anything like that. But I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm in Nassau. I'm out of the country. I don't want to be out of the country when, the leader, the next leader of the free world is in you. We don't know anything about it. It was scary.
I was halfway to you. I got the rare call from my daughter that day to be like, I want to go fishing. I'm like, that doesn't happen. 17-year-old doesn't call you to hang out often. So I was like, you're just going. I was like, I'll be ready in an hour. Like, let me go get bait.
Yeah.
So we're out there, having a great day. And then my phone starts blowing up. And I'm like, I'm an hour from home, and I'm 20 miles offshore, and I'm trying to tell my 17-year-old daughter, like, hey, your grandfather's been shot. And I by the way, I didn't know anything, so I just got a call, but I tried calling out and there was no comms. They shut down all comms, so I was like, I didn't know for an hour and a half. I made I guess I can't say land speed record, but the water speed record back into Jupiter where we live. The whole family got to my house by that time. It was 90 minutes before we knew anything. And so, that was sort of, my daughter was the one that spoke at the RNC. That's Kai.
She's amazing. And, well done, Dad.
Well, she's never been political. She's 17. She's a 17-year-old girl, right? But it was next morning.
Grandpa.
Well, and it's also her golf buddy, because she's the golfer. So she's she plays with him, 2 days a week. And so she called me that next morning, was like, I'm speaking at the RNC. I'm basically sick of this crap. I'm like,
her.
Your first speech is going to be in front of 40,000 people and tens of millions on TV.
Yeah, she's going
like,
big, Dad.
She got some Trump gene.
Yeah.
I called my dad. I was like, listen, this is the play. He goes, whoa, that's a big one. And then he just literally was like, he thought about it for a second. He was just like, you know what? That kid's a winner. Let her do it. And she crushed it. And I think, I knew she hit home when, the next morning, the ladies of The View are crapping on a 17-year-old girl. You know what I mean? And trying to, I'm like, that's a win.
That's hard for you as a dad to see.
It is, but, I'm blessed with the ability to not give a crap. I could care less what anyone thinks about me. You've probably seen that over a while. I have that, but it's harder for a 17-year-old girl. But I think she saw it then, and, it was just great, and...
She's seen you be attacked.
Yeah.
She's seen her grandfather be attacked.
Yeah, so she was the only one able to humanize
for years.
By the way, he's got that. He understands it. I will say his biggest political liability is he actually has a lot of empathy, but he looks at it from this sort of old school mentality of, I can't negotiate against Putin or Xi or any of the other dictators if they think I'm nice and soft. And so she hit home because she was the one person to humanize him in the entire RNC. And, but I think honestly, just the American people saw it, that July 13th. You get shot in the face. Everyone's a tough guy these days on the internet, right?
Everybody runs.
Chris, we've seen plenty of that. We all deal with the bullshit. But to come back defiant in the face of that, it's like, you know what? Maybe you are a badass. Or there's something, a higher power looking to do right by America. Because, I don't care if you have a lot of faith or none whatsoever. whatever that level was, of faith you had, it moved towards divine. A lot of faith.
That was divine.
That had to be. I mean,
that was divine.
As a shooter, it was funny. I was explaining it to him in the days afterwards. He's like, well, no, it's 150 yards. That's pretty far. He's a golfer. It's, so yeah. 150 yards to put it in a hole. Like,
golf,
with a
math
golf club,
versus gun
yeah,
math.
That's hard.
I love this.
I'm like, you know, as a guy that was like a ranked competitive shooter, like, I'm like, yeah, like, if I missed that shot, I'd shoot myself or like just, you know, like, yeah. So just explaining like, no, you don't understand.
How
like there's divine
the
providence involved. You know, in all of this, it's insane.
We're talking with Donald Trump Jr. for those listening and not watching the simulcast, which you should be. I thought immediately, and I was going to tweet it, but I didn't. But I should have, because I said he gets shot, and then like a month later, 2 months later, he calls for national reciprocity.
Yeah, well, listen,
hardcore. I love it. God bless him for that.
Well, you know, listen, I guess yeah, I've probably been let's call it a. Not so subtle voice in his ear and all of these things, because, you know, I understand.
Can I just,
this is my world.
Can I just interrupt for a bit? For the people who don't know, like, you're not a gun bunny. You're,
yeah, no,
you're
yeah.
like a legitimate.
Although that would go viral if
you
get me in a bikini with a gun.
Yeah.
Finger on the trigger, just breaking all the rules, but it's like I'm kind of hot. Like, you know, my ab, or as many call it, a keg. There's no six pack. It's, you know, got the full dad bod going.
But you
I could make
hunt.
A lot of money as a gun bunny, but not in the conventional
like,
sense.
Like, you actually hunt, you do your own reloads. You do like all, I mean, you
yeah,
are.
I actually
really,
know what I'm talking about. I
yeah,
mean,
you know what you're talking
when
about.
When people are like, how many guns do you have? I'm like, well, just lower your voice.
I remember POTUS saying, well, he's got a lot. Don's got a lot of guns.
Well, I got in trouble one time when they're, you know, they do one of these things like someone's busted and they, you know, they've got 500 rounds in his car and three guns. I'm like, that's like,
that's nothing. That's,
I'm like, my car always has that. Like, what are you talking about? I don't even understand. But no, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been in that world. I was, you know, competitive shooter for a long time. I have an outdoor company,
yeah.
You know, now.
We're going to talk about that.
Well, yeah, I have the Field Ethos, which is sort of the hunting sort of adventure lifestyle brand. And then in my business life, I've been taking like these sort of, let's call it like, you know, right-wing economy stuff, you
yeah.
know, public. You
which
know, took,
is super
took Public
important.
Square public. They then brought Credova, which sort of, you know, the buy now, pay later option. Because, hey, it's so many of our people, they've been getting, you know, debanked. You can't get insurance. You can't do this. So we're literally.
It's like a sin tax to the nth degree.
Correct. And now we're taking Grab a Gun public.
That's amazing. Tell people who don't know what it is. Tell them what Grab a Gun is.
Well, Grab a Gun, you know, like online gun dealer, yeah. You know, incredible tech stack, right? So we're trying to get people who wouldn't buy guns the way they're conventionally buying it, as right. women, and honestly, as leftists, as people are like, you know what, we actually need to be able to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm watching this sort of great opening for people who aren't otherwise gun people to be like, okay, I still need this, you know, and then just trying to make that accessible for the average person. But more importantly, as we watch people get debanked, like, we're putting our money where our mouth is. Like, you know, if people want to buy, you know, a gun company stock,
yeah.
now you can do that. And so we're taking
that's
that.
That's amazing.
You know,
that's huge because
public,
that's what's yeah. happening with so many of these gun companies, as you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you see it. You're getting debanked.
In.
And so as we're doing that and then vertically integrating all these systems. So, again, you know, Public Square, which you can, you know,
yeah.
under PSQH, you know, on the NASDAQ, we're going to take Grab a Gun public on the New York Stock
that's
Exchange,
awesome.
And then integrating these technologies, it's great. So, like, people can actually, retail guys, you know, like, right now you can buy it under CLBR. As the ticker, because what you have is sort of doing it under SPAC. So you have a shell company that will merge with actually
right.
Grab a Gun. It'll automatically become PEW.
Pew. I would say it's serendipitous, you know, but that sounds on purpose.
You know,
I like it.
Eventually, that'll,
yeah,
you know, but,
I like,
but
that.
Like for those of us who have been, you know, bitching about all these things, and you know, we have a lot
yeah.
of people that complain, not a lot of people that actually do anything about it. So me and some friends, as we've watched this attack and we have sort of the sophistication to do that, we say, hey, like, we're going to actually not just help support these companies, you know, publicly, but we're actually going to take them public.
Right.
We're going to be, you know, dealing with the biggest bankers in the world. We're going to make this, which should be, I mean, it's the Second Amendment. I mean,
yeah.
we're going to make it mainstream. We're also going to allow these guys to have a great tech stack so that we can get to those people and show other people how they can buy this. But for the retail guys, again, you can buy it now under CLBR. We want to, you know, have Americans have a chance. Yeah, buy 2 shares, buy 5 shares, buy 100 shares. You can do all of that now, and you can actually put your money in the stuff that you believe in, because
yeah.
there's been a gross attack for so long. So really excited to do this with Grab a Gun, and it's just the beginning. We're going to make this, you know, you know it as well as anyone. How many of your advertisers, how many of the institutional guys, how many of the banks that you even, you know, I've been debanked, I've been canceled, I've been this. I was like, you know what? I got enough guys with I'll just say it, you know, with balls now to be like, now we're out there in the mainstream. You know, I don't want to get us all into trouble.
You already, you had BS. You're fine with that.
Yeah, but you know, there has been a real attack on so many of the things that we actually believe in. So we're fighting back, not just, you know, like, hey, I'll post a picture with a gun, but like, no, we're actually taking companies public.
Boom. Exactly.
You know, these are going to be publicly traded. We're going to make it okay. And since those companies and so many of the institutions and all of the downstream stuff has been so anti-gun, so anti-freedom, so anti-hunting, we're just going to go all in out there.
So,
like, you know, if people can help support that, we open the door for people to be unafraid.
Yeah.
My father's done that. Other guys have done that. You know, Elon sort of did that for the tech bros. And now you're seeing it. They're coming back and they're like,
because you've had leftists infiltrate these companies, buy up shares, and then they start directing company operations and the ideology for the companies. And
they're happy
and
to then, take your money
and then
use it to fund, you know, anti-gun groups and all of this stuff. And it's like, this is insane. And it's happening in the outdoor space. Like, you know, I don't even need to name the companies, but we all know. No more. We're going to actually have patriots buying these companies.
So National Reciprocity. We're talking about the Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Michael Cloud out of Texas, congressman out of Texas, introduced a bill called the No Registry Act that even though we're not allowed to have a federal registry because that's federally prohibited, the ATF has been keeping hundreds of thousands of actually millions of purchase records, which kind of is a backdoor registry. And that's something that I think is, you know, people are aware of, but it's not at the forefront. Cloud is introducing a bill to ban that outright.
I love all of that stuff. You know, and listen, I was heavily involved in transition, which is, I think, why we have the team we have. And in 16, again, we wouldn't have known. We didn't know. Now we know. And so, you know, people were pretty deferential to me on a lot of these things. Like, hey, what do we do about these problems? Because, again, there's sort of the surface stuff that most people understand, and then there's the nuance, you know, underneath it that you have to understand. I mean, I got a lot of hell. I mean, even at 16, when they're like, "You didn't sign hearing protection act," I'm like, "Put it on our desk."
Yeah,
like it doesn't work. The president can't.
He can't go into Congress because then he's
going
to get attacked.
And so there's a difference between the soundbite and reality. But now you have an entire team of people that A, gets it. You know, so there's a lot. I think, you know, they'll now do, you know, with ATF, with all of that. I mean, you know, obviously you're seeing the turnover rate and all that stuff already starting because people are getting.
What's going to happen with ATF? I mean, I know you and I.
I know what I want,
I would love for it to go bye-bye.
We'll see, but again, for the last few months, I've been very involved in a lot of conversations. So
why not you for ATF?
Because the reality is, I think I can be loud. I can be a soundboard for all of the good decisions. I set up the right people into those positions. Let them govern. But it can't just come from government, which is why it's so important what we're doing. Again, you know, CLBR, we're taking a gun company public.
Yeah.
No one has the guts to do that, right? So you actually need sort of the corporate side. You need the free market side to do it well. If the government does it, but you still have the shadow bans, you still have the banks doing what they're doing, you still have the credit guys doing what they're doing. You know, so again, between Public Square, Credova, you know, Grab a Gun, I mean, these are all companies that we're making mainstream. People can actually invest in them. You know, I want to handle the real world side of that, put into the right team for the government side of that, and those two functioning sort of simultaneously, not together. Obviously, they're not linked, but like having people that understand that overall mission.
Yeah,
I mean that's everything.
Yeah,
and so you know we're in the process of doing that. So it's not just not just a gun bunny. We're actually putting, you know, money.
Anyone
capital,
who would ever
blood,
actually seriously
tears.
Say that about you.
Well, but again, everyone's so a tough stupid. Guy on the internet, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the reality is like they were doing, well, MAGA's really afraid of Tim Walz because he's a hunter and a shooter. I'm like, I don't know, man. I've never seen a wrist so limp. And when I watch a guy not be able to load like a Beretta A400, I'm like,
how is that a struggle
for you? You hand me 3 shells and a blindfold and a gun. Like, I'll do it in like.
But that was his favorite gun to go hunting with.
Oh, yeah, no,
that was his
favorite
up,
gun.
You know?
I'm like, you know what? My favorite gun, I know how to load it. You know, there is a difference. By the way, you don't have to give me, like, you can give me any gun. I'll know how to load it. It's not that hard.
I'm gonna interject real quick. We got you for a few more minutes because I only have two questions for you.
Yeah.
And one of them's going to be of, you know, maybe future politics.
Well,
he's like, great. What are you signing me up for?
We're going to
take a quick break. We're back finishing up a few more minutes with Donald Trump Jr. here live from SHOT Show, Kel-Tec's booth, NSSF. Stick with us. It is a big week, and we're not just talking about Inauguration Day. Kel-Tec has officially unveiled their brand new pistol, the PR-57, and it's causing a huge buzz. Over 1 million views on the release video already, and you need to see why. Visit KelTecWeapons.com/Dana today, right now. Check it out. It's the Kel-Tec PR-57. It's a revolutionary compact concealed carry pistol chambered in 5.7. It's ultra-lightweight, 20-round capacity, and here's what's the kicker. It's a unique top-loading design. It's slim, simple, and practical. You're not going to have a magazine. In fact, the PR57 loads directly into the grip. It's a rotary barrel design, and it reduces weight by 40% compared to the other 5.7 millimeters on the market. And it's not just innovative. It's built for real-world performance with ease of use in mind. So for a limited time, you can win your own Kel-Tec. Just head over to keltecweapons.com/Dana. Enter their SHOT Show Week giveaway right before midnight Thursday. That's a deadline. The winner, I'll announce it live on air, the winner, Friday, January 24th. So don't miss your chance to own the future of concealed carry. Visit keltecweapons.com/Dana. Kel-Tec, innovation performance made in the USA.
Did God bless the United States of America? Pastor Alan Jackson says yes.
I believe God has blessed this nation, that he's called it into existence. It isn't perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. But we continue as we lean towards the Lord to make improvements. There is no greater expression of liberty and freedom among civilized human beings than we've seen from our own nation in the last 250 years. As imperfect as it may be, that's true.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast on your favorite podcast app.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you, broadcasting live from SHOT Show in Las Vegas, NSSF's annual event. And we are here finishing out the last few minutes with Donald Trump Jr. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. I mean, I've had a bit of a busy week, but I'm still at SHOT Show.
I mean, I know. Because you really like us.
I went from one zoo to another.
Right. I know. That's it. And you've been busy with your companies. And the grab. We were just talking about this on break. The idea of the average everyday citizen being able to, you know, have shares in a firearms manufacturing company.
Yeah.
And be able to, take ownership, partnership of that.
Yeah.
That's not something that's typically a reality for the average everyday person, but
Correct.
You're making that possible by making it accessible.
I'm just trying to open that door. Like, I'm a believer. You know, before I was at SHOT Show before politics, right?
Yeah,
it wasn't like, now I have to be a gun guy. Like, it's actually,
not like Tim Walz.
But, you know, just being able to do that, fight back, that way. So, like I said, between Public Square, which we took public, and, that's going to be a whole payment stack for everything we brought Kudrova under that. And now taking Grab a Gun public under CLBR right now, and that'll automatically turn into PEW, Pew.
Which is amazing.
So
get out there
and buy some stock. We want to make sure that we have the roadmap.
We got 30 seconds left. When are you running for office? Real fast.
Oh God, no time soon, because someone has to do the outside stuff too. But also helped us set up a bench with a JD Vance and some of these other guys that can take America First forward. So.
And he is John's familiar with the Dexter Taylor story.
Yeah.
Any help that we could get with the Dexter Taylor story?
It's sort of like us, right?
It's like New York.
It's done in New York. They do it in the states, so you can't get that federal pardon, right? They tried going after us that way, where my father's guilty. It's all nonsense. So we got to fix these problems, because they shouldn't be happening and they shouldn't be weaponizing government.
Exactly. Donald Trump Jr., congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Biggest
Dana.
Political comeback. What does living better mean to you? Is it more money, a bigger house? Now think about this. What about how you feel physically every day? Life is so much better when you feel good. When you wake up feeling great, you can do more of the things that you love and you're ready to take on the day. If pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. And it doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps to reduce or even eliminate it. And it's safe to take daily. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Feel better every day and you'll live better every day. Trying Relief Factor is easy. Get their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or visit relieffactor.com.
Well, I agree with you. It was a very muted response. I wasn't expecting. I keep my expectations low whenever I preach, Aaron. I can't always measure impact by body language or even what people say afterwards. And so, I have to let all of that go. I speak from what I believe I've been given to say, and
is that pastor?
And let it go from there. But I actually, it was a respectful response. He didn't like it. He said so. He said we could do better.
What is, I mean, what do I want to call her? Because she's not like a reverend. I don't believe in, you know, like I don't believe in unicorns and assault weapons. I also don't believe in.
I have a suggestion. I don't know if it's good for
Oh,
me.
I got one too. But I mean, I didn't think you'd let me have a green light on that one. But I mean, I can fling that, you know, out there into the.
Was yours bishop? Because mine, that's what mine
Oh,
was.
No. Mine was way more consonants.
Mine's bishop.
Oh.
Bishop.
Oh, I had mine was incorporated a consonant.
Yeah, yours probably shouldn't.
Okay. Should probably. Welcome back to the program. Yeah, Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this third hour, broadcasting live from SHOT Show NSSF. And it is it's a crazy, crazy, it's an interesting event that they do every single year. And we're at Kel-Tec's booth here. And Kel-Tec, it's like a Snow White box. Is it bigger this year? This is a bigger booth this year. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're in like this glass, like soundproof as best as you can in the middle of a convention floor area. So that's where we're at right now. We'll have some behind the scenes stuff, especially if you're a subscriber over at Chapter and Verse. Always good things. But yeah, this was, they do this, you know, obviously every year. We've been coming here for years. Usually we're in a quiet little room and we don't simulcast because it's kind of difficult to make that happen. But we're here in Kel-Tec's booth with the broadcast. All right, so a million different things to hit. We've been talking about a number of different issues, including the executive orders that have been coming through and the simple fact that there, I mean, now we have the, I'm going to throw this up. This headline, they're coming in fast and furious, Kane. All these orders and edicts. Let me share one with you now. So the State Department has told embassies and outposts only fly the stars and stripes. That you're not allowed to fly any of the other rainbow flags or anything like that. That all State Department, the State Department told all embassies, all outposts, only stars and stripes. This is from Free Beacon. No more pride flags, no more Black Lives Matter flags. When we were in Rome a couple of years ago, this is when I saw it. We drove past the U.S. Embassy in Rome, and over like this like balcony, and there was like a little porte-cochere. There's over the balcony, they had draped this huge pride flag. And then they didn't just have the pride flag, and I took photos of it. I posted it to Twitter. They had the trans flag, and then somebody had some Palestinian something or up. I mean Gazan, because Palestine's also fake. But the flag, it was weird because the Italian embassy didn't do it. None of the other embassies that were there in Rome did it, but the United States embassy did it. And it was weird. It was like they were trying to, look how good we are, look how cool we are. We were the only embassy that was doing it. And we drove by it, and it was, I mean, they had an American flag that was flying, but the flag that they had draped over was bigger than that flag. And it was weird to see that. And so now that's not going to happen anymore. It's a newly issued order. The Washington Free Beacon got a copy of it, and it does ban these facilities from displaying flags that are affiliated with, you know, that's not United States, not the United States flag. There's no reason. So now we have our Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. They're making this happen. So that's another order that came out. Also, the affirmative action DEI offices have been shut down, and the obstruction cases as it pertains to deportation, the local officials for the DOJ, our local officials, they're claiming that they're being targeted by the DOJ in these obstruction cases. They're not being targeted. They're being forced to do their jobs. The DOJ under the Trump administration initiated these criminal investigations into all of these state and local officials who obstructed this federal immigration enforcement, and it aligns with, you know, they're going into mass deportations, et cetera, et cetera. And so ICE is already going into and looking at like California. They're already doing these investigations. I love, this is what gets me. Jennifer Griffin, did you see what she said about this? Reporter. Griffin said, ICE is already targeting undocumented immigrants who have not committed crimes. Citrus farmers in California, across the nation, warn, blah, 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 that it's going to disrupt the nation's food supply. You know, coming into the country illegally is a violation of U.S. law. She's supposed to be a reporter that covers the Pentagon. Like, what happened to her? That's asinine. Yes, if you're here illegally, you got to go. It's not any different than if you were in Italy. They're pretty hardcore about it. So if you're in Italy, you check into a hotel, you better get ready to show your passport because they're not going to let you have the room. You got to show your passport. They copy all your information. They take it down. And they want to know, if you're like walking out and about, they always tell you. It's part of like, what is it, the Schengen Agreement? One of those, the member, I think there's like 28 countries that are a member of that. So if you're in one of those nations in Europe, when you're walking around, you're supposed to be carrying your passport. And in Italy, they definitely want you to carry your passport. And then there are people who say, well, you can carry copies, but you can't because it's up to the discretion of their police if they stop you, if you don't have your real thing or not. So you're just supposed to keep an eye and be very protective of your actual one. But compare that to here in the United States. Now, we're not forcing people to do that in the United States. It's pretty unbelievable, is it not? People aren't being forced to do it, but yet, still, this is, the United States is not allowed to have that kind of sovereignty. We're not allowed to exercise the protection of that sovereignty either. So, all of these things, like I said, it's like drinking from a fire hose. All of these orders that are out, and I'm pulling up a few others here for you as well. All of these orders that are being released, dealing with energy, dealing with immigration, and there's going to be lawsuits as well that are going to kick off. Then, of course, we got the economic situation and the which is going to be greatly helped by unleashing domestic energy, getting out of the Paris. That's stupid. That fake non-ratified agreement will also that'll work well. Audio soundbite 7. I want to go to another soundbite here. This is Trump, just to touch on this woke pastor, who he was asked if he found it exciting. Listen to this.
Mr. President, what did you think of the sermon?
What did you think? Did you like it? Find it exciting? Not too exciting, was it? Thank you very much.
Thank you, press.
I think he was trying to be classy about it. Did you see JD's fans? It's a JD Vance's face. It's a meme now. Now, Trump has also announced Stargate. It's a new American company that's going to invest billions. Audio soundbite 1. Billions in AI infrastructure. They're looking at data centers in a number of states. Listen to this.
Together, these world-leading technology giants are announcing the formation of Stargate. So put that name down in your books, because I think you're going to hear a lot about it in the future. A new American company that will invest $500 billion at least in AI infrastructure in the United States and very, very quickly, moving very rapidly, creating over 100,000 American jobs almost immediately.
That's a very interesting proposal. Those jobs that it would make, and this, of course, is on the heels of that H-1B debate as well. That's a very interesting proposal. So it's a massive AI investment, and this is a private investment, by the way, and it's coming from OpenAI. So it's not taxpayer dollars that's being funded into it. It's a private investment. So Oracle, SoftBank and OpenAI are all, those are the companies. And notice that they were all also, weren't they all three of these people also at the inauguration and some of that? I think they may have been. But the CEOs of these companies, they were in the White House when they announced it. And they said that they're going to create new data centers across the United States. They said they want to keep it in the country. They said 10 data centers for the project were already under construction in Texas alone. And even more are planned. They said that Stargate is going to start with the data center project in Texas, expand to these other states. The CEO of SoftBank said that he promised to invest at least $100 billion in the U.S. And then Trump's response was, well, you should make it $200 billion. Now the plan is to invest up to $500 billion in the next 4 years. And the CEO, Masayoshi Son, had said that he said that it would not have happened if Trump had not won the election. So And apparently one executive order, let me pull this up, has already been signed to that effect. So Yahoo says that the at least one has already been signed. So that's pretty significant. So we've got the AI infrastructure. Then you have the energy revitalization. This is going to be really good. This is going to be really good stuff for the economy. Very good for the economy. And so it sounds like it's U.S. jobs, too. We're not going to be bringing in on H-1B a number of people. We've had that debate. So this is, but it's private investment. That's the key, private investment. I want to go to some of this audio as well. I'm trying to get everything in. Actually, I should wait. We're going to do headlines because Mike Johnson remarked on California. You know, a lot of Democrats in California are trying to make it like a big thing. Like, why isn't the Trump administration want to help California more? On January 24th, as the nation comes together for the March for Life, Preborn proudly stands in solidarity with the movement, reaffirming their dedication with the sanctity of Life Month and the protection of every unborn child. And more great news, the abortion pill reversal treatment is giving women a second chance to choose life, bringing babies back to life and empowering women. Join Preborn Ministries in supporting women in their darkest hours. With God's love and free services, Preborn's network of clinics are ready to help women choose life and help start the new year right by supporting life just for $28. Just $28. You can provide one ultrasound. With a gift of $140, you can help rescue five babies, and your donation can make a real difference. And if you're able, consider a leadership gift to save babies. A $5,000 donation sponsors Preborn's network for 24 hours, rescuing 200 babies. Donate securely at preborn.com/Dano. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/Dana. Donate today for the sanctity of life at preborn.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so now there's a lot of discussion about AI being used to treat mental health. And it comes from this piece that says, "My therapist is a bot, the rise of AI in mental health treatments." That's kind of, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, couldn't that manipulate people? Sorry, I can't do that, Dave. I'm really sorry about that. Sorry, Dave. This just is, that's just weird to me. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Earth's magnetic North Pole is on the move. Scientists just updated its position. Oh, but I thought that the world was flat and that this didn't revolve and, oh, wait. No, that's a new story. New model tracking of the position of the magnetic North Pole so that the pole's now closer to Siberia than it was 5 years ago. It's drifting downwards towards Russia. An Australian influencer is charged with poisoning her baby for clicks. For clicks. This, I hate the term influencer. An Australian influencer charged with poisoning her baby girl to elicit donations, make people feel bad for her, and boost her online followers. She pretended that her kid had a terminal illness and she was poisoning this baby, 34 years old. She was charged with torture, administering poison, making child exploitation material, and fraud. I mean, life isn't enough. She was trying to raise money on GoFundMe for herself. It's not enough. If you're feeling angry, venting doesn't help, says a new study per the BBC. The idea of venting your anger, apparently it doesn't help. It doesn't make you calm down by letting it.
That's not what I've been told, and that's not what I've experienced.
I think that's wrong.
I think so, too.
I think these are all lies, and I don't believe a single bit of it. So, no. Let's see. This. Oh, gosh. I've never heard of this. Cow gallstones. So, like, this gallstones from a cow are apparently a big enough thing to steal. People have been breaking into slaughterhouses to steal cow gallstones, and they say it's twice as valuable as gold.
What?
Suddenly, I want cattle. It's like they're hardened nuggets of bile.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't know. It's really prevalent in Brazil. And they're orange. You know what they look like? They look like hush puppies. They look like hush puppies. Yeah, they said they're orange-colored hardened cattle gallstones. It is one of the most treasured ingredients in traditional Chinese medicine, and now it's like being used for all kinds of stuff. Selling them, it's not illegal in Brazil, But it's now a big flourishing practice, though, the trade for it underground. That is, okay, that takes like sweetbread and goes above and beyond. That's absolutely insane. That is absolutely insane. So, you know, I mean, what would it sell for? I'm so interested in this story. Okay, I got more. Huh? I know, but like, can you just buy cattle and feed them a diet? That would be mean. Feed them a diet that would make them have it. I don't know. On this day in history, 1814, the first Knights Templar, great encampment in New York City. Yeah. And Roe v. Wade, which is now undone, it was decided in 1973. Very interesting. ICE teams are out in force with deportations per numerous reporting. They're out in force. It's underway. It has started. Tom Homan sitting back there, his eyes turned red like lasers. And he's, you know, deploy ICE agents. Also, there's Harvard University had settled their anti-Semitic lawsuits. They're promising to combat it. Let's see here. I'm going to pull this up. We're going to talk about this coming up as well. Some SCOTUS news, Supreme Court. But the SCOTUS order list, there's no reference to a couple of different firearms cases that are going to be integral to 2A coming up. We're going to talk about that with Michael Cargill as well, my next guest here at SHOT Show, NSSF, broadcasting from the Kel-Tec booth. Stick with us. Our friends over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the country. Patriot Mobile not only wants to save you money, but they just want to make sure that you have amazing customer service. From their U.S.-based customer service team, right now you can get a free month of service by using promo code Dana, only at patriotmobile.com/Dana or by calling 972-PATRIOT. It's nationwide coverage you can trust. They operate on all three major networks. You're connected wherever you go, seamless switching, and you're making a difference with your phone service because you're not giving your hard-earned dollars to the things that you vote against at the ballot box, right? Support what you believe in. You deserve it, and you deserve to pay less, and you're going to pay less with Patriot Mobile because they're not supporting all the big progressive stuff. They do responsible advocacy of liberty, and they're great stewards of their customers. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and get that free month of service with promo code Dana. Switch today. Defend freedom every time you use their service. patriotmobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. We're supposed to be, but we may end up missing him. Supposed to be sitting with Michael Cargill. He ran away. He's the guy who brought that bump stock suit. And that was, you remember, the bump stock ruling was vacated. And also, he's been fighting for concealed carry reciprocity as well. So if he shows up, we'll talk to him. But we might... We might not.
How's it not like a kid in a candy store when you're Michael Cargill at SHOT Show?
Well, there's like so
there
much.
He is.
So there he is. Let's judge him as he walks in. Because if you're either listening across the country, or you're also watching the simulcast on Channel 347 DirecTV as well, and so he's coming all in right now. It's my dear sir. You have been running everywhere. Go ahead, have him come over. We're live. We're chilling. But he's gonna sit in a minute. Now you remember the Cargill versus United States bump stock ban, and that was like a huge. It's over, but I mean, it is crazy that you have to go to that extent just to fight to affirm your rights. Have a seat, my friend. Your rights constitutionally, Michael Cargill. You're
pull
running
that
all
mic.
Over God's
pull
green earth. He's also
you.
The owner, by the way. He's a firearms. He owns owner of Central Texas Gunworks at Centex Guns on. I keep wanting to say Twitter on X. Michael, how's your? You're not running around anywhere today,
no.
Are you, my friend? We're all getting our cardio in today. They don't realize you got to walk for 1,100 miles just to get out here. It's a crazy thing. So, congrats, by the way, on the victory.
Thank you. Absolutely. We got quite a few victories I want to talk about. So the bump stock lawsuit, which is the big one, which we went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And so that's Michael Cargill versus United States government. And we won that case.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm glad I stuck it out because we got down to the end. and the ATF tried to return my bump stocks back to me.
Oh, wait, that's so nice. They did. Oh, how nice is that, the ATF?
Yeah, they
giving
actually...
giving you the property that they stole back to you.
So, but I had to refuse to take them back because we wanted the judge to sign the order ordering them to return them to everyone in the entire country.
And that's so, nice of you.
Yeah, so because if I didn't take them back...
If you did that, then everybody else would still have their stuff confiscated.
That's correct. And so the ATF is not going to return bump stocks to anyone unless the judge signs that order, and they're actually ordered to do so. So I'm glad I stuck it out to the end. And now everyone in the entire country, the bump stocks that were confiscated by the ATF, you can actually get your bump stock back from your local ATF.
Wow, from your neighborhood, your friendly local neighborhood ATF. That I'm sure sends you like a Christmas card every year
and all
that stuff. So we're talking with our friend Michael Cargill, and you can find him at michaelcargill.com as well. I want to come back to some of these victories too, but I wanted to get your thoughts. I saw this last night when I was flying in. The shuttering of that, the White House Office for Gun Violence Prevention. And that's great. I'm happy that they closed it. Can we
shut
do the ATF next?
Absolutely. I have a plan. You know, we got to get Congress to actually get a comprehensive bill within the next 2 years and get it added to the budget so that way we can totally just gut the ATF and shut it down. And it has to be done by Congress. Congress has got to do this, not an ATF director, not executive order. It's got to be done by Congress, and we have 2 years to do this because if we don't do it in 2 years, we risk that chance of losing the House or the Senate.
Yeah. For midterms, and even then, really 6 months before that cycle starts.
That's right.
And then everybody runs to the center. Let me ask you this, because the formula that the federal government through these ATF edicts use in order to do this, I mean, they're exceeding their authority. They're creating these edicts that's not passed in Congress, and they were determined to have basically got over their skis. And it was also used the same formula, CDC, with the rent moratoriums during COVID.
That is correct.
Can that not be the formula that's used for every single edict now coming from the ATF, or am I missing something?
No, you're spot on. You know, the Cargill case has established case law to actually stop all the different agencies, all those government agencies, and saying, hey, you cannot create a right law. I don't care if you're OSHA. I don't care if you're, you know, Department of Transportation, whatever. You can't create law. You have to go through Congress, and Congress is going to have to write a bill, and the president's got to sign it for it to become law. So they can't just turn millions of Americans into felons overnight, or shut you down, or make you shutter in place, or actually shut your church down during COVID.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. The Cargill case precedent. That's what we're doing. And if you remember, the vacated bump stock ban rule. Now we got the pistol brace fight.
That's right. So with the Cargill case, it stops the ATF from going after the pistol brace, triggers. We're talking whatever part or pieces that the ATF is trying to do. It totally shuts them down completely. And so I've been talking with college students that are in law school from all around the country that are excited by this because, you know, this establishes, you know, precedence.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. The there was a bill filed, and I'm sure you're familiar with this, Michael Cloud out of Texas, okay. Senator out of Idaho.
Okay.
It's the Stop Registry Act, because federally, you know, the feds are not allowed to keep your data when, you know, to use it essentially as a backdoor registry. However, the ATF has millions upon millions of records of purchase history. So that's essentially a de facto registry that has been allowed, Michael, to exist this entire time. This bill, coming from Representative Cloud and then the senator from Idaho, is an intent to stop that, although I think that's going to have a hard time in the Senate.
Here's what they did. They used the Biden administration enacted this zero tolerance policy where he said, you know, we're going to have a zero tolerance policy, and if we catch any gun stores making any small paperwork errors, we're going to shut them down. And when he shut down those gun stores, they took those records, and it actually created a de facto registry because they put all that stuff on a microfiche, and they have all that data from all those gun stores that were actually shut down. It was a plan they put in place, and they execute this plan. And so I actually filed a lawsuit against the ATF to stop that. And so we actually won that. You know, we got the ATF to reverse their policy, because what happened was we were requesting a summary judgment from the judge. And the judge said, you know, he's signaling that he was actually going to grant my summary judgment against the ATF. So the ATF decided to back down and change their policy and go back because the Biden administration did not want to take another loss before he left from office. And so we got them to stop going after the mom-and-pop gun stores and shutting them down and reverting back to their previous policy.
Yeah, that's huge. Talking with Michael Cargill, as you know, he was, I mean, he's been suing the ATF and the federal government. That's what he does in addition to operating Central Texas Gun Works. What are your thoughts? I mean, new administration, new people in the cabinet.
Yes.
I feel like this administration's gotten off on a really good foot where it concerns 2A. I didn't have that feeling in 2016, but I feel like so far, I haven't disliked anything I've heard. I thought it's been, I mean, he called for national reciprocity, concealed carry reciprocity. We got the destruction of that gun violence, whatever. And they're like looking at how they're going to tackle the ATF. What are your thoughts on all this?
I'm so happy that President Trump had a four-year break in there. A lot of people are, you know, hesitant about this. I'm glad he had that four-year break because he had the opportunity to take a break and say, look, this is what they did to me my first 4 years. And he came back now, experienced, knowing exactly what he wanted to do, having a plan, and stepping in the door day one and totally shutting things down and executing executive orders and just firing people immediately, day one, first hour. I love it. Exactly the way it should be done. We also need to get an ATF director, I don't care who it is, to go in there and say, you know what, let's go ahead and let's reduce that 4473. Immediately, the director can do this. We're going to change the 4473, make it a half a pager, so that way all they need is for you to put your name, your driver's license information, and they can run your background check. That's what police officers do when they pull you over on the side of the road. They get your driver's license information. They know everything about you when you're on the side of the highway there. So there's no reason why we can't get just that information there on a 4473. We don't need all those other stuff. That stuff would answer all those stupid questions about, you know, have you done this or whatever. That needs to be eliminated from that page. If you want that on there, leave it on there for people that were born outside the country.
Yeah.
You know, let them have that three pager.
Yeah, let them have the three pages. I like your thinking on that. Talking with our friend Michael Cargill, and you can find him on X, Michael D. Cargill as well. I keep on wanting to say Twitter. All right, so are we going to get national reciprocity?
Yes, we need to get the national reciprocity passed because that way, to me, that's
we got narrow majority in Senate, and we got to get past the 60 threshold.
The good thing is we even have some of our weak senators that are on board with this. You know, both our senators from Texas, Senator John Cornyn, is actually on board with it. So I'm thinking that, you know, we actually can.
I talked to him about that the other day. I was a little surprised. I was like, how do you reconcile being for this, but yet you were on that bipartisan blah 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 safe for community blah thing back in 22. What's that about? And he didn't know what to say. It was very interesting. But, you know, at least maybe he's doing the right thing. You know, maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a new year, new him. Who knows?
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's going to happen. And, you know, President Trump said, you know what, this is what he wants to do. So I think they can actually get it done within the first 100 days and get this passed. So that way we can go across. You know, I would like to go to New York, you know, and with my license and carry in New York. I'd love to go to California and help them out with the wildfires in California. Yeah. But I need my gun in order to do that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, especially with like the looting and everything that's happening. I mean, the last thing you're out there helping somebody recover from wildfires and people pull up in a van and try to loot the house. Yeah, that's a scary thing. Yeah.
And robbing the first responders.
Yeah. That's crazy. Their friend Michael Cargill, who what's your next fight? What's your next fight? Because you're always in court.
I think that we need to focus on the ATF and this first year and getting something, a comprehensive bill through Congress, through the Senate, passed into to the president's desk so he can sign it. Let's go ahead and put this in the package that's for the budget, so we can get something passed and really make some major changes that are going to stick. I don't want a D president step into office and undoing within 24 hours what President Trump has done.
Right.
You know, because the same thing can happen. So we don't want that happen. We want this to be a law and to be etched in stone so that way it cannot be undone.
There you go. My very good friend Michael Cargill. You just let us know when you want to come on and go at these people because it's always very fun because you win. Are you tired of winning?
No, love winning. I've loved beating the city of Austin, the liberal mecca of Texas, so gun owners can carry in their building. I love, you know, fighting for concealed carry on campus. I love fighting for open carry in Texas. I love all that stuff, you know, so that's what we do. And I'm going to continue the fight. Not going to stop.
There you go. We appreciate you. Thank you for, because, you know, it's not just for you. It's on for behalf of all of us.
It's for everyone.
Yeah. So we're very grateful. Thank you, Michael Cargill. And you can find him on, I did say on X, did I give it out yet? Michael D. Cargill.
You got it. Michael D. Cargill on X.
There
absolutely.
You go, right there. Thank you, my friend. Always
thank
a pleasure.
You. God bless absolutely. You. Thank you so
thank
much.
You. ReadyWise is such a great company because, first off, it's really important to me, especially like with WuFlu and everything got locked down. I don't want Chinese anything. I don't want foreign anything with like super important products. And that also applies to my survival food. ReadyWise is all U.S. ingredients. Everything is here in the U.S. And they send the U.S. ingredients to a U.S. plant where they prepare and pack it. And then they send it to you. They also have a team of in-house culinary experts. So they make sure that your caloric needs are met. Because if you're in like a fight or flight survival mode, you're going to need a little bit more healthy carbs than you probably would like normally. They've got everything completely down to a science to make sure that you are powered up for whatever you need to sustain you. And it sounds bougie, but you're not going to find anything that's affordable like this. This is so affordable, and they put so much work into it. They have so many different product choices to meet every budget possible. The emergency 1 month supply, 2 bucket bundle. You got 120 servings of you know whatever you need. 3 month emergency supply. And again, all designed by their team of in-house culinary experts. It's the ultimate in survival food with the best taste. This is comfort in a crisis and beyond. 25-year shelf life. Visit ReadyWise.com. Use promo code Dana20 at checkout for 20% off your entire purchase. That's ReadyWise.com. Promo code Dana20 for 20% off.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We are at the end of our third hour. Kind of went fast today. And of course, we're broadcasting here until Friday from SHOT Show. We're at the Caltech booth as well. And a lot of very interesting folks stop by. You can, if you missed our conversation with Donald Trump Jr., that's going to be on YouTube, Facebook, all that good stuff. So we're going to have it all up there. So you can go back and you can check it out. So all good stuff. Hey, guys, all good stuff. All good stuff. We're in this glass box. It's like the Snow White box. Yeah. It's like a Snow White box. And it's fun because people come by and you can like wave at them and you never know. There was a ton of people out there a little earlier. It's just still a lot of people milling around. But All good things. But we're talking about, you know, obviously, this is a very promising start to a new year because you've got, you know, the national, it takes me forever to say it, White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. It's a very long thing.
What was it?
White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. It's a very long thing. And that's been closed. We've got, I mean, there's these other bills going through Congress. So that's all good. I feel like, you know, the mood here is really, can I just say people feel less doom and gloom than they normally do? I was talking to Don about this earlier, and he was saying that the weird thing is that, you know, people, fear sells. So you're probably, and it's weird to say this, you might see fewer firearms sold like now during this period of peace and prosperity because people don't feel like, you know, they're going to get shot up in their own home because of the restorative justice and all of the corruption. And it feels like so people are coming and they're looking at stuff because they're genuinely interested. And I think it encourages them to look at more things, like maybe something that they necessarily wouldn't look at if they were solely focused on getting just a defense, like a strictly like home defense or something to that effect. So anyway, all good things. Now, we'll be broadcasting tomorrow from here. We're getting guests lined up for you. When we get anything, we'll put it out on Facebook or X because it's a little bit like herding cats at an event like this. It's very hard to like get where we are. And, you know, we're like in the middle of this floor. And, you know, I'm looking at some airsoft guns right now. They told me that I could get those out.
What?
Yeah. How fun would it be if I'm just like plinking people?
Do they know who things. They're giving permission to? For crying
yeah,
out loud?
Me.
That's crazy.
I am like one of the most capable people. I mean, we could have some fun with that.
Tomorrow we have Gunfu Master Taron Butler.
He's an alien.
He is.
Have you ever watched? So he did all the John Wick stuff. He's worked on everything on God's Green Earth. He is the literal best shooter in the world.
Yep.
Like, without a legitimately doubt. The best shooter.
Without a doubt.
And in multiple disciplines. He's a, I didn't know you could be a grandmaster in shooting. You can be. He is.
And then,
so
of course,
we got him.
Missouri's Attorney General, Andrew Bailey, tomorrow.
Excellent.
So that's who's on slate for
Excellent.
Tomorrow. We'll see how it works out.
All right, today in stupidity before I eat up all your time.
Oh, boy, come on. There's so much stupid, I don't even know how to articulate it all. But it looks like Justin Trudeau won. So let's hear this.
No. I don't want to hear it. I reject
what?
It.
Why is this not playing?
Because I said no.
Well,
and the universe listened to me.
Just trust me. It's Trudeau, and it's horribly stupid.
All right, there you go. Folks, that does it for us today. Find us on Facebook, YouTube, like, and subscribe. I'll be back here tomorrow broadcasting from SHOT.